Hop in the truck, Sing Sing. Pal, shake a leg. We're on our way to pick up that furniture for you.
Indeed? Then we really quest together, Sir Butch?
Just don't ask any questions. What are you ripping out of that magazine, pal?
I would carry the image of this fair lady, as is the custom of the quest. I tuck it under my helmet.
And you're going to leave the leg sticking out like that over your forehead? Okay, by me. But come on, we got a drive ahead of us. Now, let's see. I got the fake thingamajig. I got the glass cutter. I got a pint. We're off. Hey, stay on your side of the road, you crummy limousine. None of you guys knows how to drive. So, I call the museum, and I find out if they have this table in hock. Then I hang up and call back in a different voice, telling them that I am an express man with a suit of armor on hand for them, which I will send over.
Pretty neat, huh, pal?
But I do not comprehend. How did you talk to the museum if it is in the city and...
Oh, I give up. I am a wizard, okay? That's how I get it.
Still, I fail to perceive the plan. What place has armor in a house of the past?
Why, it's a relic. Don't you know nobody wears armor no more? It's all bulletproof vests now.
Still, how does that contrive for us to snatch the tabouret?
Don't you get it? I'll carry you into the museum like an empty suit of armor. Then we will spot this tabouret. I will set you down in a corner, and when the joint closes up, you could snatch it very quick indeed. See, you could use this glass cutter to get it out, substitute the fake furniture in the case, and nobody will be any the wiser to it the next morning. Simple.
By our lady, it is a marvel of cunning!
We are now coming into some traffic real soon. From now on, you are just a suit of armor with nothing inside, understand? I will stop, and you climb into the back of the truck so citizens will not give you the queer eye when we pull into the city. And lie quiet. When we get to the museum, I will drag you out, and you just hold still, remember?
Verily!
Shh! Okay, Sing Sing, that is the last one. Really, I know we are downtown, and I know my feet do not touch bottom, but I am only taking a couple of quick ones because I am a little nervous, that's all. Being so long since I pulled a job, that's all. Okay, that is the last one, Sing Sing. Honestly, I am only taking the swig because I am a little... I accidentally touch a fender. In fact, I touch it so it drops off. Ugh, my luck. A big black limousine. And an old fossil with a mean-looking puss. You better ditch the bottle in the back. Watch out, pal. Bombs away.
Ah, many thanks, Sir Butch.
Now, you ruffian.
No offense meant, but who are you calling a ruffian, you bottle-nosed old baboon?
Why, it's stupid. You're the outlaw in the junk-heap truck who's been trying to run my car off the road all day.
Hey, Pops, all those black limousines were you?
Come along, Jefferson, and help me deal with this hoodlum. This is the felon who's been trying to kill us.
Oh, yeah? Let me at him, boss. Let me at him.
Let me have your license. I'm going to do something about reckless drivers that smash into cars.
Yeah, let them have your license!
Now, wait a minute, boys. I am very sorry if I bump into you and lose my temper, but I am on my way to the museum in a hurry with the rush order.
Museum?
Quiet, Sing Sing. Yes, museum. Here, follow me, boys. If you look in the back of the truck, you will see a suit of armor I am delivering there. Hey, freeze! Shut your visor. Stop drinking.
So, let me see. Here, what's this?
What's what?
What's that bottle doing stuck in the visor of this helmet? And what's making the arm hold on to it?
I don't know, mister. That's how I find it when I unpack it this morning.
Something's wrong. They didn't drink whiskey way back then.
It's pretty old whiskey.
I'll vouch for that, if your breath is any indication. I think you ought to be run in for drunken driving.
Boss!
What is it, Jefferson?
Maybe this guy doesn't even own the truck like he says. He might have stole this armor.
I never thought of that. Now, sir, if you know so much about this particular bit of armor, perhaps you can tell me the name of its original wearer.
Sir Paladin of the Round Table.
Paladin? Never heard of him. He never sat at the Round Table.
That's because he was always under it. Quite a lush.
Preposterous. This is all a fraud of some sort.
Look, boss! The whiskey!
That whiskey? It's disappearing from the bottle. Fraud!
I would not continue hitting the armor with that cane, Pops.
Come here, you! Come on! Where did you steal this from?
Hey, let go of me!
Fraud! Fraud!
What is this? By a blessed St. George!
The armor is sitting up.
Desist, ere I let air through thy weasel, thou aged conscripter. Ah, you hold aloft the stick. A joust, then, is it?
A killer robot.
Rodent, am I? You shall pay for that insult.
He's got a sword. Jefferson.
Horse, I'm coming. Stay right here, you weasel.
I would not tangle with that suit of armor.
I'm coming, boss. Hey, cut that out, you hunk of steel. I'm climbing up in there after you, and then you'll... Oh!
Jefferson, stay away from me, you robot. Stay away. I am a trustee of the museum, and whatever that thing is, it isn't going on display. Witchcraft, that's what it is. You'll pay for this.
Cops! Hey, pal, hold still back there.
Hey, you there. Jumping in the truck. What's going on here? What's all the...
Listen, copper. This guy and his chauffeur back into me. And if you smell the chauffeur, you see he is drunk. As a matter of fact, he is out cold. And that old bird running down the block, he is also a lush. But me, I'm in a hurry to deliver this armor to a museum. And I do not wish to press charges.
Hey! Hey! Hey, you! Come back here!
From now on, you will make a move no matter what happens, understand? The only way I can get you and this table and this glass cutter in the museum is for you to be quiet and lay limp while I drag you up this ramp. Right, this is the loading dock door. Here we go. Shut your trap, pal. Close your visor. No. Hey, wait a minute. You don't need this big feather up here. Let's open up your blinds. Chew on this. Shh.
What's all the hubbub?
It's a delivery. New armor. Where is your hardware department?
Funny. Nobody told me to expect the delivery. Well, I'll let you set it up over there. Dr. Peabody will probably arrange to place it tomorrow.
Thanks.
Funny it should be so weighty. You're all red in the puss. I thought armor was light.
Well, this baby is wearing some heavy underwear.
Oh.
How about giving me a hand?
Yeah, sure, why not? We can both lift it.
On three. One, two, three! There. Here are all those other suits of armor. Those ones standing around the walls are hanging on wires. Or better yet, right here, by this glass case with the little wooden table standing in it. On three. One, two, three!
What's that you got under your arm?
This is another little table. The armor is supposed to stand on it. It comes with the step.
Just stand it up against the wall. I gotta get back to the door.
Sure, right. Hey, thanks a heap. We made it, pal. It's getting dark. The place is empty. It must be closing time already.
Ah, the tabouret. Verily, it is that which I seek. My thanks a thousandfold, Sir Butch.
Forget it. Now, all you gotta do is wait till it gets a little darker, then make the snatch. Why, this is real luck, pal. It opens from the back, and you don't even have to use the glass cutter. Pal? Pal, where are you?
Gawain.
Who are you talking to?
See here. 'Tis the veritable armor, Sir Gawain. One of the Brotherhood of the Round Table.
You don't say.
Aye. And yonder stands the coat of mail of Sir Sagramore. Indeed, I recognize the mane of Elderford. He that is cousin to Sir Kay. And Maligate.
It all looks like a bunch of spare parts in a hot car hideout to me.
I am among friends.
Yeah. Don't be too sure. If these museum babies ever find out what you're up to, it's goodbye quest. Now get to work, quick. I gotta be going back and checking in on Sing Sing. I'll watch the door for you in case anyone's coming. You switch the gizmos. Snap to it. It's getting real dark and creepy.
It is bewitched. It refuses to move.
Shh, quiet. You're gonna rouse a guard. Maybe it has nails holding it down. I cannot see much for this guy, Merlin. He's supposed to help you knights over the rough spots, but I do not notice he has done you a good turn yet.
Nay, I have thee to thank for my success, Sir Butch. For lo, my quest is... ended!
Aye. Now slide the little table in and close the case. Hey, be careful where you put your steel tootsies. It's dark.
Oh!
I knew I got up on the wrong side of the gutter this morning. Come on, pal. Get up. Come on.
Come, Sir Butch. We shall be off.
But the heat is very much on. Come on, pal. Out the window.
Pal, what are you doing?
Stand back, blue-robed scoundrels, or I crack thy skulls. Make haste, Sir Butch, and effect thy escape whilst I hold off yon varlets.
No, pal. This used to be my racket. I'll hold them off. You get out of here and gallop back to Merlin with your bingo prize.
There he is, men. I knew he was coming here.
Hey, it's that old fossil from the car accident again. With 8 cops.
I shall stun them with the side of my sword. For Pendragon and England!
Ow! Hell and damnation! Oh, you'll not go hit me over the head like that!
The bullets! They won't stop! It's Superman!
No, it's not! It's a killer robot! Get him, boys! Get him!
They're swarming over us like a gang of Airedales on a garbage heap. It's the slammer for us.
Be of good heart, Sir Butch. And... oh, my sword!
Grab him! Get him!
I got him covered. That's it. Hold them both. Now then, push the two of them against the wall.
You okay, pal? You got your eyes closed.
What's that?
Rattling. Little rattling. But where?
For Arthur and England! Gawain, Sagramore, Elderboard, Maligate!
It's all the suits of armor!
Aye, we come!
Get him, men! So much! Merlin can help!
Huzzah! For Arthur and England! Huzzah!
Do something, Sergeant!
What can I do? The suits of armor are jumping off the walls and knocking out the men!
Run! Run for your lives! And turn the army!
Brother, I hold the cavalry! The quest is over!
Aye!
Thanks,
Master Merlin and Sir Butch here.
But I am not here anymore. I am sneaking out this window fast because I have enough trouble and I do not like to get mixed up in hocus pocus or magician's unions. Now good, it's a short drop. One, two, wow! Oh, a flash of lightning or something. The museum room is empty. Cops out cold lying on the floor and a lot of empty suits of armor standing around. Paladin suit. It's gone.
Are you absolutely certain you would not like a drink, Butch? It's always on the house for you.
I am most appreciative of your newfound manners, Bertram, but no thanks again. So where was I? Oh, yeah. So I am drunk since before I meet this paladin, if I ever do meet him, and if it is not my imagination. I wonder if it is all something I dream up out of air and alcohol.
Well, those cops at the museum are real enough. Are you afraid that they will...
Whatever happens at the museum will not leak out in print, because cops are touchy about such matters, and as far as they know, nothing is missing. But I am still not sure it all happened. What do you think, Sing Sing?
It sounds like he takes the fifth, Butch.
Hey, maybe Thin Tommy Malone can tell me if I drop in before. Bertram, I would like to speak with Thin Tommy.
He is upstairs, lying down. In fact, he does not feel so well since you bop him in the belly this morning.
What do you mean I bop him? My buddy does that.
Well, no, Butch. You come in alone.
Yeah. Well, I gotta get to my truck and go home. So long, Bertram. Come on, Sing Sing.
So long, Butch.
You know, Sing Sing, either Bertram is lying to me or I am nuts. And right now, I would just as soon be a little nuts as admit anything so screwy could happen. If I lay off drinking shellac, I will not see any more knights in armor with fruitcake stories about magicians and quests. I will let bygones be bygones and be a good boy. That suits me just fine. Then why is there a dizzy nag with a mask over his head standing in the back of my truck? Do I know anybody who wants to buy a horse cheap? It's only 1,200 years old.